At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Ah, there you are. Not only have you just dropped into the Mario Rosenstock podcast, but you have dropped into a very special episode of the Mario Rosenstock podcast, especially for you, where we replay you, or perhaps play you for the very first time, some of our favourite comedy sketches from the series so far. As you'll already know, if you've been tuning in since we launched the podcast in March, there's a brand new and exclusive comedy sketch in every episode of this podcast. Sometimes the sketches are based on the big news of the week. Sometimes they're based on impressions of my colleagues from the podcast world, like Blind Boy Boat Club or Eamon Dunphy or David McWilliams. And then sometimes they're just completely random, crazy notions from somewhere in the recesses of my imagination. Basically, I've spent the last 22 years taking down ideas for sketches on my phone or in notebooks before we had iPhones. And that's how I basically look at the world and think about the world. I think about them in terms of sketches. But always, they're totally exclusive to fans of the Mario Rosenstock podcast. And for the first, well, for the next few minutes, you'll hear some of our favourites. We've done about 16 or 17 sketches. I think we picked the top five here. But before we get to the first pick, take your index finger out, press it down on that subscribe or follow button for free on Apple or Spotify, whatever platform you're listening on. And if you're feeling really generous, leave it a 5-star rating. You can leave it a 4.7 or a 4.8. I don't mind. 5-star would be preferable. Thanks. It's such a big help to me and to us as I try to get as many people as possible to drop in and keep me company here on the podcast, because we think we provide something that's different to a lot of the podcasts out there at the moment. So now, without further ado, let's kick off with our first sketch. It's from the week when the government finally started to lift the COVID restrictions. It was also the Punchestown Racing Week. We crossed live then to the easing of restrictions, COVID restrictions, handicap hurdle, where we joined Des Scahill, who'll get over the line, is anyone's guess. Thanks, Mario. It's the easing of COVID restrictions, handicap hurdle. A lot of anticipation around this one. They're coming into line. Santa Ponza is a non-runner. Santa Ponza, the 5,000-to-1 shot, non-runner. They're under starters' orders, and they're off in the easing of COVID restrictions handicap hurdle. And first to show is Intercounty Travel. Intercounty Travel with short back and sides, trying to get in there. 11 o'clock mass, also making a case for himself. Intercounty Travel, looking positive. Short back and sides, trying to go a little quicker, not getting much change there. He's boxed in by Stephen Donnelly on Absolutely Clueless. Absolutely Clueless, Stephen Donnelly. Intercounty Travel. Full Retail now beginning to ask a question. Full Retail with Intercounty Travel. Short back inside, Stephen Donnelly Absolutely Clueless. Back through the field we go. Indoor Dining not getting anywhere yet. Indoor Dining and Zero COVID is hopelessly tailed off. Out of the picture completely is Zero COVID. Whatever happened to him? Intercounty Travel now. Click and Collect looking promising. Short back inside, still there. 11 o'clock mass. Here comes the favourite, Beer Garden, looking absolutely supreme. Beer Garden in pole position. Outdoor Dining hanging in there. €9 meal is a faller. €9 meal is gone. So it's just Beer Garden. Intercounty Travel, short back and sides. Can't get any quicker. 11 o'clock mass. Stephen Donnelly, Absolutely Clueless. Beer Garden, here comes the variant. The big damage to them all, the variant. And on the outside, it's Black Market Fedjazzle. Black Market Fedjazzle. Stephen Donnelly. Absolutely Clueless. Black Market Fedjazzle. Open the toilets. Here comes Open the Toilets, followed by I'm Bursting. I'm Bursting. Open the toilets. I'm Bursting. Black Market Fedjazzle. Beer Garden. And they all cross the line together. Difficult to tell. What a race that was. Impossible to tell. Join us again in a few minutes for the next race. It's the Arlene Foster Succession Stakes. The favourite in that one is, of course, Gay Converter. That sketch started coming back to me on WhatsApp, by the way. I received it from Australia and India and the Ukraine. And it has a thing on WhatsApp called forwarded many times. So I knew that it had taken off. So that's why we included it on the best of. But next up on this comedy special, we go back to the week when this idea of the Super League, do you remember the football Super League came about? My podcast community colleagues each had their own unique take on the story. So in this sketch, we hear Blind Boy, Nicola Tallant and Eamon Dunphy talking about the latest development that a Super League, baby, of podcasters are forming, a cartel that might include the two Johnnies and Tommy and Hector. What the hell was going on?
So I'm sitting there numb and prostrate like an iguana stewing in its own reptilian anxiety. My couch is a hot rock, contemplating the Super League football miasma. They're oligarchs, which, what is an oligarch but a giant buzzard feeding off the entrails of a dead carcass? The oligarch picks away every last inch of flesh, squeezes every last milliliter of blood out of its hapless consumer. The buzzard will not stop, will never stop wanting more and more until the consumer is reduced to dry skin and bone. While I have you, you wouldn't mind throwing us the price of a cup of coffee, would you? If you want more buzzard, more hot rock, cup of coffee, please. That's it. Ease the debit card slowly out of the wallet.
And even the crime journalist, Nicola Tallant, the great Nicola Tallant, was all over this Super League thing.
I'm Nicola Tallant. This week I expose the crime of the century as a group of dangerous underworld scumbags come together in a sinister cartel known as the Super League. These well-known psychopaths straddling the continents include the notorious Italian Andrea Angel Eyes Agnelli, the Madrid Torag Florentine, the piano wire Perez, and the American scum working out of Liverpool, John Hot Chocolate Henry. Not to mention the Manchester United sociopath, Joel, the goldfish glazer. These animals have been getting people addicted to their gear for years through what was called the knockout stages. Now, they're looking to get people onto the hard stuff every week.
And of course, Eamon Dunphy had a breaking exclusive when it came to the Super League.
Hello and welcome to The Stand with me, Eamon Dunphy. Now, we're hearing of a very dubious development of a so-called Super League of podcasters that is being set up. This would, of course, corner the market in world podcasts and render smaller independent podcasts like myself redundant and extinct. John Giles?
I think it's disgraceful, Eamon. They won't get away with it. It's greed. Greed, Eamon.
Now,
greed.
Meetings have been taking place, John. Apparently, yes. Clandestine meetings between these so-called putative Super Leaguer podcasts.
Yeah.
They include names like the two Johnnies.
Yeah.
Tommy and Hector.
Yeah.
The Happy Pair Twins.
Yeah.
The Good Glow by Georgie Crawford.
Yeah.
John, your verdict?
I'm disappointed, Eamon.
Why, John?
What about Spencer and Vogue? They're a great podcast, yeah.
Sorry, Jan?
My therapist ghosted me. That should have been definitely in the Super League.
And thank goodness the idea of the real Super League in football was put to bed pretty quickly. Oh, I hope it has anyway. Real Madrid seem to be still hanging in there. Now, do you remember a few weeks ago when the news broke that Owen Harris, one of Ireland's best known commentators, political commentators and journalists, was behind a very active and very controversial fake Twitter account, which tended to compliment, yes, you've guessed it, one Owen Harris. Owen got a lot of voicemails in the days after this, after the story broke. And somebody hacked into those voicemails and sent those recordings directly to the Mario Rosenstock podcast. Here's those voicemails.
No, you've reached Owen Harris. No, please leave your name and number as anonymity or this kind of what I call hiding behind this kind of veil of secrecy will not be tolerated on this platform. Thank you.
Owen, it's Brendan O'Connor here. Sorry you never got to say goodbye. Listen, I think you left a few things behind in the office. There was the black fedora hat and obviously the Mary Lou McDonald dartboard thing. I think that was yours as well. Thanks.
Owen, this is Fintan O'Toole of the Irish Times. I wanted to express, in a very real sense, my deep regret and, in fact, sorrow. I can't.
Owen, George Hook here. I heard you got cancelled. Join the club. I mean, literally, myself and Johnny Waters and Myersey are meeting in the men's shed out in the back of mine tonight. We're watching Rocky IV and having a couple of scoops. Love to see you. Bye.
Sorry, Owen. It's Brendan again. And there was also the large gold embossed framed mirror as well. That's for its down reception anyway. Wait, please, thanks.
Owen, Sammy Wilson here, DUP. Sorry for your troubles. Listen, a possible position has opened up here in the party, so it has. It's head of social media for the DUP. Give us a call if you're interested at all. Thanks, Owen.
Owen, Fintan O'Toole of the Irish Times again. I don't know what happened to me the last time, but in a sense, I just wanted to say...
Owen, this is Matt Cooper here. The 14th anniversary of your infamous storming out of the Last Word studio is actually next Saturday. We'd love to reenact it if you're up for doing it. I think Fintan says he is, yeah. Up Leeds. Bye.
Owen, you don't know me. My name is Eugene Harrison. I just wanted to say you're the greatest polemicist in world history. Plato, Aristotle, Jonathan Swift, they had nothing on you. Sure, all they were was tribal anyway. And this kind of petty sloganeering they went on with. Aristotle, can you imagine him going head-to-head with Sarah McInerney? No, you can't, but I did. I mean, you did. Nobody loves you more than I do, Owen. Good luck.
And thanks to the anonymous donor of those voicemails for providing material ammunition for that sketch. So it wasn't too long ago that Tony Holohan, now a free man of Dublin City, by the way, the state's chief medical officer, was driving around Dublin on a Saturday night and was stunned at the amount of people out drinking on the streets. I'm not so sure that went down well with the people of Ireland, but anyway, he tweeted, "Drove into Dublin city centre to collect someone from work at 8:15 p.m. Are you sure you're collecting somebody from work? Absolutely shocked at scenes in South Great Georgia Street, Exchequer Street, South William Street area. Enormous crowds, like a major open-air party. What did you expect, Tony? This is what we do, not need, when we have made so much progress." And we have made so much progress. And overall, I think we can agree that the marshalling, the handling of the pandemic by our elected representatives and by everybody else has been pretty good. There have been some issues, some details which have fallen, you know, by the wayside. There have been some criticisms, but overall I think it's been pretty good. Anyway, it got me to thinking, what life is going to be like once all restrictions are finally lifted, when we enter the new, what shall we say, the new normal? No, the new restricted normal? The new, how do we perceive this normal? Anyway, here's how I started to picture this new normality.
Nice day for a couple of cans, what?
Ah, yeah. Nice to get out in the fresh air and have an old chat, what?
How are things, anyway?
Grand, you know yourself.
Great.
What's that?
Jesus, no.
Is that fucking Enfet?
Just
turn your head against the wall. Just don't look suspicious.
This is Chief Officer Holohan. I'm absolutely shocked. Nobody move.
I thought he was only driving around on Saturdays.
The can.
What?
The can. Hide your can.
Jesus.
You there! What's that in your hand?
Just a can of Tennent's, Mr. Holland.
Chief officer to you, scumbag.
Chief officer.
What are you doing standing so close to the other fella?
We're in a bubble.
Yeah. In a bubble, eh?
Yeah.
We'll see about that. Yeah. Lieutenant McConkie.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant O'Neill. Yeah. Check their papers.
With pleasure, sir.
Yeah, now, lads, let's have a look at these papers. Let's see what the data is telling us
papers,
here
papers, please, gentlemen.
I left them at home, Lieutenant McConkie.
Me too, Lieutenant McConkie.
Looks like we've a super spreader here, Chief Holland.
Give him a shot.
No, please.
Give him a shot.
Jesus, no, I had the job already.
It's lads,
Pfizer. Yeah. Pfizer time for you, boys. Come on, lads.
The data's telling
you. Hands off.
Fuck off.
There's
the needle going.
The rest of you reprobates, listen up. There's a new sheriff in town. Mask up, shut up. I'm watching ye 24/7. You hear me?
Yeah.
Holahan's on patrolahan. Move out, lads.
Yippee-ki-yay!
Hey, let's hit Portobello.
Woohoo!
Whoa!
Fuck off.
And let's hope the future is slightly less dystopian than my grim imagination would have us believe. So it's time for the final sketch we've chosen for you on this special comedy episode of the Mario Rosenstock podcast. Well, actually, it's not a sketch per se, but rather a rare behind-the-scenes glimpse into a pretty typical show planning meeting that myself and Patrick Cawhey, the producer of this podcast, will have on a weekly basis. Patrick used to produce the Mario Sunday Roast on Today FM as well, and we both jumped at the opportunity to do a podcast together when the opportunity arose. Sometimes these meetings between us get a little tense, it's fair to say. We don't always agree on the guests that are to appear on the show. We have slightly different tastes and not always for the right reasons. So this is a little behind the scenes glimpse into the week of Conor Moore's episode, the great young Irish impressionist that is carving out a big name for himself in the States.
Hello?
How are you, Mario? It's Patrick.
Oh, Patrick, listen, I was trying to get you earlier. Who have we got lined up this week?
You're going to love it.
Great.
You know Conor Moore, the impressionist?
Conor Moore?
Yeah, your man. I think he's from Mullingar. He does an impression of Ger Loch Nan. You would not believe. He is priceless. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I have.
And his Joe Brawley is, he does a Joe Brawley that is absolutely fantastic as well. It's hilarious. You don't do Joe Brawley, sure you don't?
No, I don't. Patrick, well, listen, what are you doing? Conor Moore?
Yeah.
An impressionist. What am I?
An impressionist.
Yeah, well, he's my competition. As well. Look, you're bringing my competition into the podcast. He's soft in the head or something.
I just thought I might get you out there a bit.
Get me out there.
Yeah, he's huge online. He has literally millions of hits.
What are you talking? This guy's agent. I don't want impressionists. I don't want him. I don't want any other impressionists. No fucking way. What a load of bollocks.
He actually really looks up to you.
What?
He actually looks up to you, like he says you're one of his inspirations, but like, don't worry about it. I'll call him, I'll give him
Wait. What do you mean inspirations?
Yeah, like he loves you. He thinks you're a really good impressionist.
Really?
Yeah, but anyway, don't worry.
No. Do you know what? No. It's a bit late now. Do you know what? I think he'd be a great guest.
Really?
I love supporting new talent. It's important to me, okay? You know that. You know the way I am about new talent.
Okay, I'll book him. I personally think it's going to be a brilliant interview. Have you heard his Tiger Woods?
Yeah, shut up about his Tiger. I just tell him to say the inspiration stuff.
Grant.
Take.
And that's it. Whatever you're doing, if you're preparing for a holiday, if you're walking around, if you're hoping to meet somebody for an outdoor bite to eat, if you're going indoors now for a pint by the time you get this podcast, maybe indoors will be on. And sure, while you're there, why not jump back a few inches in your screen and press play on Conor Moore's episode from a few weeks ago. If you're looking for some more impressionist episodes, I highly recommend the Al Foran episode from a couple of weeks ago as well. I've never, ever heard a Joe Pesci as good as Al Foran's. And previous to that, Dhiren Garrahy. Me and Dhiren had a great chat on our show, and some of our impressions are hilarious as well. Roz Purcell particularly is really funny, and we had very good and funny improvisations on that show as well. Anyway, I think you'll love them. That's it for now. New and exclusive comedy every week on the Mario Rosenstock podcast. I thank you for listening to this bonus episode of the Mario Rosenstock podcast. My continuing and ongoing thanks go to Curry's PC World for their ongoing support. Curry's are a great company. Thanks for getting involved in podcasts. Thanks for supporting me, Patrick, and everybody that puts this podcast together. To you out there, if you're listening, subscribe, follow for free. I'll be back soon. Thanks, everybody. Take care.